This is InvestTalk. Independent thinking, shared success. Justin Klein and Steve Peasley stand ready to take your finance and investment questions and share their unbiased answers. InvestTalk is made possible by KPP Financial, a registered investment advisor firm serving clients throughout the United States. The clarity for your path forward starts now. Here is KPP Financial President, Financial Advisor, Steve Peasley.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to InvestTalk. It is Friday, December 2nd, 2022. So we're in December. Christmas is not that far away, what, 3 weeks? And then the new year, and we'd be over with this very icky year. We'll call it a very difficult year in the stock market. And we'll get back to we'll start a second year. I have lots of predictions for you. Now, all these predictions, we have no idea if they're true. One says he thinks the bear market's going to end pretty soon. It's going to be one of my discussion points today. And you know, last year at this time, the market was peaking. Do you remember? Peaked right at January 1st. Peaked. And then it started its long year downward. So I'm Steve Peasley. I'm here to tell you that on today's program and podcast that we're going to discuss portfolio strategies, how to make decisions, answer your questions on how you want to manage your money. I look forward to doing this. I look forward to answering questions about individual stocks, but I do like philosophy questions or economic questions or just general questions about money. Those are fun to answer too. So any questions you have, I'll be happy to discuss. As long as it's financial, we'll go there. The number is always the same, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 888-99-CHART, 888-992-4278. And we've got lots of material to go through. My focus point today is going to be start your estate plan with 8 steps. 8 steps. Now, the 8 steps aren't that hard. Don't get frightened because there's 8 of them. But you need to start. Now, you people in your 20s, mid-30s, well, maybe you don't need to start an estate plan. But you need to start your strategy for how you're going to, you know, live comfortably in your old age. And it's not hard. I mean, the younger you start, the less you have to save. It's really, really easy when you're young. It's just difficult to convince a young person to do that. Also, we have, of course, I have topics I want to discuss. Non-farm payrolls report came out today. There was a survey in L.A., Los Angeles. The survey was in other states, too. But the one in L.A. was most interesting about how much annual income you need to buy a house in L.A. Talk about that. A new survey from Transamerica Retirement Studies says the typical median retired savings for a baby boomer is how much money do you think that is? A baby boomer. You know, the people born in the 1950s after World War II, how much money do you think they have for retirement? And Morgan Stanley strategist picks the time when he thinks the bear market's going to end. We'll see if he's right. Kind of interesting. He's the head strategist, so he's not just some schmo. He's supposed to know what he's doing. The market ended up mixed. It was down most of the day, but it ended up mixed. The Dow up 35 points, the NASDAQ down 21, and the S&P down 5. That was much better than it was during the day. It looked pretty poor most of the day. So, and of course, since it's Friday, we usually go over the highlights of the KPP Premium Newsletter. We usually do that on Fridays. So, I'd also see we have some voice bank questions to play. Someone wants to talk about municipal bonds. Someone else talking about Mosaic. So, I've got all this planned on this episode and podcast. And, of course, we take live calls. That's our favorite thing to do is take live calls. So, the number is 888-99-CHART. 888-992-4278. So let's go ahead and take the first recorded call question.
Hi, Justin and Steve. I wanted to get your opinion on ticker symbol STLD Steel Dynamics as it continues its pretty strong rally today. I'm up about 45% right now and wanted to know your thoughts on the sector as a whole and if you think the stock will continue the uptrend. What should I look out for as potential sell signals? Thank you very much for your time. Bye.
This one's done very, very well. Very well for this whole year. That's great. This is Steel Dynamics, STLD, manufactures flat rolled structural bar, rail steels, and recyclable ferrous and non-ferrous scrap metal. $109 stock. They're going to make $21.77 this year per share. Next year, the estimate is going to be cut almost in half, $11.61. So that's a worrisome thing there, be cut in half. Even though that's still, what, 10 PE, still fairly low. Right now it's at 4. Return equity is 63%. They don't have a lot of debt. Management owns 5%. They pay 1.2% dividend, and there's growing sales. I would be very cautious at this stage. I might take some of my profits off the table at this point. It's had a great run. It's right near its 52-week high. You could follow it with a very close stop. In other words, draw a trend line going straight up from the lows in the last month or two and draw a trend line up. And if it breaks down that trend line, you could sell. You could sell half then. So should you get out of it? I think long term, the area to be in the market is commodities. So long term, I think it's still a good bet. That's what I think. Now remember, commodities they rarely have high PEs, but this is pretty low PE. Their range is 3 to 18, and right now, based on next year's earnings, it's going to be 10. So it's right in the middle there. 63% return on equity, by the way. Cash flow is 18.87. Strong, strong company. We're heading to a break. It's Friday, everybody. The weekend is here, or almost here. I welcome your financial investment questions. No questions too simple or too difficult. Please call. You set the agenda. 888-99-CHART.
In today's world, a variety of factors are affecting the stock markets. Serious investors know building a secure financial future requires hard work and determination. That's why now, more than ever, when it comes to the planning, execution, and maintenance of your portfolio, you need InvestTalk. With total downloads nearing 50 million, each InvestTalk podcast should be one of your key financial planning and educational tools. InvestTalk is a free download, and hosts Justin Klein and Steve Peasley stand ready to provide their unbiased guidance and professional analysis developed from real-time data research and years of investing experience. 24/7, rain or shine, during smooth sailing or on rough weather days, the InvestTalk listener line is open and waiting for your questions. You set the agenda. Don't forget to call. InvestTalk, 888-99-CHART.
Each day, InvestTalk listeners submit their finance and investment questions via phone or email. Would you like your question to be put near the top of the list? Just take a minute or two to leave a review and rating for InvestTalk at iTunes. And be sure to include a brief question with your iTunes review comments. And of course, your calls are always welcome 24/7. Don't forget to call InvestTalk, 888-99-CHART.
888-992-4278. Okay, how to create an estate plan, a checklist. This is an article by Christine Benz, she wrote, and I think it's a pretty decent way to start. She has an eight-step kind of thing, and don't let the eight steps, frighten you or intimidate you. Don't let that. The first thing they do, first step she has is create a master directory. Now, what she is referring to is make a list of all your assets and your liabilities. Okay, because when you pass away, you don't want your heirs to look, well, where is everything? What does he have, he or she? Where do I find it? So not only make a list of where it is, account numbers, phone numbers, people to talk to if you need to talk to, what kind of debt or what kind of asset it is. Just, nothing long, just blurb so people pick it up and say, oh, okay. Gives them a good start. Okay, then start thinking about who you want the beneficiaries to be. Okay, who do you want to get your assets? You don't have to think about how much or what specifically at that point. That's the next point. Got to make a will. making a will, now you start telling people what, telling the world after you pass what goes where, who's going to get what. Make sure you name a guardian for your minor children, if you have minor children. At one point, I was guardian for over 20 children. I was sweating bullets. Because, you know, I have a huge family, 39 nieces and nephews. Now I got, what, 7 or 8, 9 grandnieces and nephews, so it's getting bigger. Anyways, then name a custodian for the assets owned by the minor children. Get a name, who, because if their kid, if it's the kid's assets, who's in charge of it? Make drafts, powers of attorney for healthcare and financial matters for you. Create an advanced directive for you. And then the eighth, create a trust if you need one. Not everybody needs a trust. You don't need a trust if you have a simple estate. And, you know, if your estate is complex, you very well need a trust. There's a point where it's just not necessary. And that's kind of hard. It's kind of hard to say where that is exactly. But once you start getting into it, you probably will understand. And as you get older and you have more and more and more things and more assets and maybe more liabilities, hopefully not liabilities. Liabilities you want to get rid of as you get older. But as you get older, you know, your estate can become more complex and you will have to have a trust. But that's how you get started. It's not hard. Just start by naming your liabilities and your assets and describe them a little bit. That's it. Let's go to Chris in Florida. Wants to talk about PayPal. Hi, Chris.
Hey, Steve. I'm an owner of PayPal right now. I picked it up back in the summer. Average cost around $70. And I'm just, you know, seeing some things going on, some news, and I read a few things about some strange options trading from some whales that was going on, and just wondering if it's still a name that you guys like going forward.
I know I like it still. I saw that too, and I didn't see any red flags that worried me. PayPal, everybody, provides digital and mobile payments on behalf of consumers and merchants worldwide. Their most famous software is probably Venmo, I would think. When you think that's true, Chris, Venmo pay system. They're going to make $4.
Absolutely.
Yeah. They make money. They've made money for years. They're going to make $4.07 this year, then $4.78 next year. And it's a $74 stock. So the PE is coming close to its 5-year low range, 17. Return on equity is very high at 26. Debt is not very high, pretty low debt. Management owns 1%. I noticed that the thing that worries me a little bit is why funds have been sellers of this for the last year. There's been like they have 4,300 funds owning this stock last year. This year they have 3,800 funds owning this stock. Now that's a lot, okay? That's a lot. But why did it go down? And I haven't figured out why. I don't know why. So I still like the stock. I think it's a pretty reasonable price in the low 70s. And I'm going to hold on to mine. Just going to hold on to it. Paul, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. PayPal, everybody. PYPL. Chris, thanks for the call. We're going to go to Paul now. Hi, Paul.
Yes, I have a question about Social Security and taxes. Is
yes.
Social Security taxed when I start collecting it? Because I will be collecting it soon. That's
yes.
Why I'm asking you.
Yeah, it is. It's income. Isn't that great? The government says Social Security benefits are income. So it's income to you. You have to add it to the other income you might have for that year, and you pay taxes on it, pay income tax on it. Okay, so if you're in a low enough bracket, of course, you don't have to pay income tax on it, but it's just like any other income. Yeah, you got to pay taxes on Social Security. I don't think you
have to. What level would I have to start paying of my income?
Pardon me?
At what level of my income would I have to start paying it?
I'm not sure. I'm not an accountant. I just know it is taxed. And I don't think there's any Social Security tax on your Social Security benefits. But it is taxed. I don't know at what level. I'm not an accountant. Paul, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 888-99-CHART, C-H-A-R-T. This is InvestTalk, everybody. You must have financial investment questions. Everybody has them. If you want some answers, I'll give you some. Now, I don't have all the answers because I'm not an accountant. I'm a registered investment advisor. So give me a call, 888-99-CHART. One of the most rewarding things I do each weekday is host the Invest Talk podcast. I truly enjoy helping investors, and I know that every question counts and every answer I provide will be unbiased. You, the caller, get to chart the course for each Invest Talk podcast. Call with your questions anytime, day or night, 888-99-CHART. 888-992-4278. We're going to go talk to Dave in Ohio. Hi, Dave.
Oh, how you doing, Steve?
I'm great. Thanks for the call.
I'd like to get your thoughts on the Dominion Energy, symbol D. I've owned it for a couple years, and it's had a nice pullback, and if I should invest more money in it.
Okay. Do you have a full position in Dominion? You don't want to overload on any one stock in any one portfolio. You just don't. So a full position to me would be no more than about 5% of your portfolio. So if you don't have that,
about 3%.
Okay, so then you can go to 5.
Yeah, about 3%.
Okay. So Dominion Energy, everybody, is engaged in power generation and electric services in the Northeast and Mid-Atlantic. It is a very strong company, $50 billion. It makes money. It grows its money every year. It's going to make $4.11 this year to make it $3.86 last year. Next year, it's going to make $4.34 a share. Pays a 4.4% dividend, and that's one of the main reasons why you own utilities, the dividends. Now, you're getting this stock was trading in the $80 area for pretty consistently most of this year, most of last year, okay? Somewhere in the 80s, 70s, 80s. Today, it's at 60. If you're asking me, I think it's cheap and should be buying it, I would say, yeah, I do. I think it's a pretty low price stock to own. You're talking about a stock that's right on its low on its PE, a good, healthy company, sales are growing strong. Yeah, I'd pick up a couple more percentage points. I would. Dominion Energy. Appreciate the call. Because I think it will bounce back to the 70s, 80s, and you're buying in the 60s, and that'll give you a nice little capital appreciation. Don't ever expect any electric power company to really take off and just keep going up. It doesn't. So you buy them when you think they're cheap. That's the best thing to do. Okay, usually on Fridays, I have a quick rundown on some of the key benchmark numbers. Two-year treasury yield, 4.3%. You buy a two-year treasury bill from the government, they'll pay you 4.3% a year. Okay, for a little perspective, it's 4.5% last week. So the yield has gone down. And what's interesting is the 10-year treasury yield went up to 3.53. Now, that's still in an inverted yield curve where the 10-year is paying less than the 2-year. That's called an inverted yield curve, and that usually is negative for the economy for the future. But the direction has changed, and they're now starting to squeeze and heading in the right directions. So we'll see if that continues. That's really the key here. What directions are we going? Now, with a strong jobs report today, I don't know if that will continue. I just don't know. Gold, $1,794 an ounce. 2 weeks ago, it was $1,751. 6 weeks ago, it was $1,652. So, but 42 weeks ago, it was $1,806. So it has done nothing in a year. Just staying steady. Silver at $23.05 an ounce. 2 weeks ago is $20.93, so it's now $23. So it had a nice little move. And this is a pretty, for silver, this is a pretty decent move. I'm wondering why it's making the move. I've been starting to research that. I want to find out what's going on. Oil selling for $79.99 per barrel. $79, so it's $80 a barrel, So I have a $1 bet with one of my nephews, who's also a money manager, that I think oil will not spike next year and be much higher than it is this year. And I mean, I think it'd be in the $80 to $90 area. That's where I think it's going to hang out. Not over 100, 115. I don't see that. Why? I think China's economy is slowing. That's why. Even though we don't have much stats on that, I mean, it's a lot of information we get is kind of secondhand, thirdhand, and anecdotal. So it's tough. But I think they are. So they're going to be less pressure on oil. And we're also probably going into a recession. Might be short, shallow next year, but it could be deep too. So I think that pressure is coming off the oil prices. National average for a gallon of gasoline, $3.44. 2 weeks ago was $3.70. Okay, 18 weeks ago was $4.25. So you can see it's come off its high. California, 2 weeks back, it was $5.34. Yeah, I still pay. There's a place you still have to pay $6 a gallon for California gas. Absolutely no reason for that other than legislation and politics. That taxes, politics because they don't like oil because it's dirty, gasoline is dirty, you know, that kind of thing. That's the only reason why we're paying so much more here. That's it. So let's see if we can fit another question in here before the break.
Hi, Steve and Justin. I'm calling from Massachusetts. I love the show and thank you for all you do. I'm wondering if you could look at the ticker symbol MOS, that's the Mosaic Company. I like the fertilizer fields, and I think that's a nice, safe area to be in right now. If you give me your opinion on the stock, I'd appreciate it. Thank you very much. Bye.
Yeah, I think it's a good area. Manufactured phosphate fertilizers, potash fertilizers worldwide. They're going to make $11.88 this year, $9.87 next year, and it's a $49 stock. Can't get any cheaper. Yes, I like it. It's too cheap. It should at least go to a 10 PE. If it did that, it'd be $98 a share, double. So, yeah, I think it's a good pick. We're moving into a break, everybody. I'll be sharing highlights for the newsletter, KBP Premium Newsletter, coming in after break. So that's coming up soon. Give me a call, 888-99-CHART.
Running a successful business means getting the insights you'll need to grow that business wherever you are. With Shopify tools and its single dashboard, you'll manage orders, shipping, and payments from anywhere. Shopify removes the guesswork as it helps you create, execute, and analyze your online marketing campaigns. Shopify makes it easy to sell to anyone from anywhere. You see, whether your thing is making vintage tees or concocting exotic recipes, you can start selling with Shopify by joining the platform that simplifies commerce. Take a moment and visualize just how easy Shopify can be. With Shopify, you'll create an online store in your vibe. You'll find new customers and then grow the following that keeps your loyal fans coming back to you. Shopify has all the sales channels sorted, so your business keeps growing, from an in-person POS system to an all-in-one e-commerce platform, even across social media platforms like TikTok, Facebook, and Instagram. And thanks to 24/7 support and free libraries full of educational content, Shopify is with you every step of the way. This is how, every minute of every day, new sellers around the world make their first sale with Shopify. And you will too. Sign up for your free trial at shopify.com/invest, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/invest to start selling online today. shopify.com/invest.
The stock market is volatile. It's constantly changing. So how are you positioned? Is your portfolio properly balanced, or are you taking unnecessary risks? You can get guidance anytime for free if you go to investtalk.com and take the brief Riskalyze quiz.
888-99-CHART. Okay, we had the non-farm payroll report come out today, the official report for November. And this was the reason why the market was weak this morning. And, you know, logic would say, well, if the market was weak, then maybe the numbers were weak. Just the opposite. Numbers are stronger than they expected. 263,000 new jobs were created. They only expected about 200. And they had last month 284. Unemployment rate stayed the same at 3.7%. And hourly wages went up much stronger than they expected, twice the amount that they expected, up 0.6%. They expected it to be up 0.3%. It was up 0.5% last month. And, of course, you know that means inflation. In the Federal Reserve's eyes, oh, we still have inflation. And the market doesn't like that because the Federal Reserve is going to keep pushing, raising rates. And as the rates rise, that puts a kibosh on the economy. That's the thinking. The ISM manufacturing report came out yesterday. Did you see that it was under 50? Remember, 50% is the breakup between expansion or contraction in that sector, ISM manufacturing sector. It was at 49.0. It was 50.2. Now, the more important service sector, ISM service sector, comes out next week. I think we were at like 54 last month because we are, our economy is more service-oriented than it is manufacturing-oriented. So we are definitely slowing down, but it's pretty the slowdown is slow. I mean, it's just not, you know, we're still pretty darn robust, and the federal government, the Federal Reserve is trying to slow us down to get ahead of the inflation, but it's having a hard time. That's okay. The KPP Premium Newsletter was finished today, and it will be distributed to subscribers tomorrow morning. In the market condition section, as traders returned following Thanksgiving holiday, they were treated to some extreme volatility. The market seems to be having a difficult time deciding conflicting data. The Fed's hinting about its funds rate pathway. It's going to be up. At the same time, new economic data has revealed that maybe we're starting to slow down. So it's a difficult. On Wednesday, the market surged during Fed Chairman Powell's speech in Brookings, at the Brookings Institute. He confirmed that the market had suspected, that smaller rate hikes could come as early as next Fed meeting, smaller hikes. Remember, they were raising 0.75%. Maybe they're going to raise 0.5. Yet, Paul cautioned that monetary policy is likely to stay restrictive for some time until the real signs of progress emerge against inflation. Powell did mention that short-term data can be deceptive and he needs to see more consistent evidence. So, yeah, they're going to raise rates, maybe not as fast, but they're going to continue to do it, and they're going to continue to do it at a pretty consistent basis. That's what it sounds like to me from his speech. Okay. Today, the market reversed on a very strong jobs report, according to the Labor Department. We just went over that, so I won't go over that again. So the jobs opening and labor turnover survey, a closely watched gauge of the slack in the labor force, showed there were 10.3 million vacancies for the month. Jobs. That's a decline of 353,000 from September and down 760,000 from a year ago. So we still have a lot of vacant jobs opening, but they are getting fewer. Of course, there's a lot more commentary in the newsletter about that kind of stuff. The stock ideas section, we usually give you two stock ideas every newsletter. A retailer, casual apparel, footwear, accessories for fashion-conscious young men and women. It markets a wide selection of mostly brand-name casual apparel, including denim and other casual bottoms, tops, sportswear, outerwear, accessories, and footwear. The company operates approximately 439 retail stores in 42 states throughout the United States. The other, this is a strong company for fundamentals that will carry them forward in the future. And expect volatility, though. Expect volatility in the markets for the remainder of the year and into next year. If you're looking to add positions, you might want to wait for a pullback. The names are in the newsletter. We give you the actual names. We just don't do it on the air because we're not supposed to. The SEC doesn't like that. And, you know, every week, we have two stocks. The other one was a global financial data company. Okay, that you might want to consider. It This information enables its clients to research investment ideas as well as offering them the capabilities to analyze, monitor, and manage their portfolios. The company also offers technologies such as configurable desktop and mobile platform, comprehensive data feeds, cloud-based digital solutions, application programming, bunch of stuff. We advise investors to make sure that you don't just jump into these stocks. Take your time, do your own research, see if you like them, put them on your watch list, but keep an eye on them, okay? We need names, as I said. Let's go to Don in Orinda, California. Hi, Don.
Hi there. I own Lumen. I have it in a dividend portfolio, and of course, it doesn't pay a dividend. What should I do with it? Should I dump it? I can, you know, I have enough where I can keep it and just simply find, not simply, but find somebody else to go in the slot. Is okay. It worth hanging on to?
Let's take a look. Lumen Technologies, L-U-M-N, provides local exchange, long-distance network accessory broadband services to rural communities in 37 states. It's a $5.7 billion company, so it's not huge for a telephone company, but, you know, it's medium-sized. My problem is they're going to make $1.52 this year. They made $1.91 per share last year. Their estimate is $1.52 this year, but next year they're only 70 cents a share. What is the problem here? And they say they're paying an 18% dividend. How are you going to do that? You know, your money, your sales are going down. Sales have been going down for 2 years every quarter, 2 years. I don't like that either. And they have lots of debt. This is not a stock I probably hold on to. It's just not strong enough. I mean, it's a $5.51 stock, going to make 70 cents. So it's not like super expensive, but I don't see a reason for it to, you know, take off for you. I just don't. I think I would exit it myself. Lumen. Okay, Lumen Technologies. Thanks for the call, Don. Appreciate it. Okay, let's see, moving along, swing back to InvestTalk Voice Bank, 888-99-CHART.
Hi, Steve and Justin. This is Kevin calling from La Crescenta, California again. I have a question regarding municipal bonds. I'm in California, and I'm in the highest tax bracket. I'm wondering if it's a good strategy to buy municipal bonds that have a high coupon rate, high yield to maturity, say over 5%, and then a coupon rate of like 6%, but then buy them over par so that, you know, I get the interest annually and don't pay taxes on it. And then at the maturity, I can end up with a loss, a capital gains loss that I can use to deduct against my gains in the year that the bond matures. And these are pretty long dated bonds, or they mature far out in the future. So I'm wondering if you think that's a good strategy for the next 8 to 10 year kind of range. I look forward to hearing your answer on the show. Thanks again for all your help.
Well, you failed to mention the best part of them, and they're double tax-free, state and federal tax-free, the interest that you do earn. So that's a good thing about municipal bonds. Make sure the municipality is strong enough. If you have a long-term municipal bond, you want to make sure that they're strong enough. So make sure the ratings are pretty good on the municipalities. There's nothing wrong with that strategy as part of your portfolio. I wouldn't make it my complete portfolio, no. But as part of the portfolio, if you're in the highest tax bracket and you're trying to reduce your tax exposure, this would help doing that by having you have income that you're not having to pay income tax on. But you sounded kind of young, so I think you're still probably in the asset gathering stage of your life. So this shouldn't be the whole thing. This would be more building an income portfolio for people retiring if you're going to use your whole portfolio so you can have a steady income as you live out your later life. So, yeah, there's nothing wrong with it for part of your strategy. I see nothing wrong with that strategy. Okay? Okay, we're moving at a pretty steady pace this year. There's about 4 weeks remaining in 2022. And the stock market is still presenting a challenge and its dynamics. And, you know, we're It is always difficult to know what the future is going to be. But long term, the stock market has produced consistently for 100 plus, 120, 130 years, more than any other asset class. Okay, so that's the place to be is the stock market, but it is and can be volatile, and you have to kind of know what you're doing. You got to have a portfolio with a strategy that will work for you. So it might be worth taking the time to let Justin Klein or myself, Steve Peasley, take a look at your portfolio here at KPP Financial. We are based in Irvine, California. That's in Orange County between San Diego and L.A. And let me remind you that we have a philosophy of independent thinking and shared success and unbiased guidance. At the same time, we practice parallel investing, which means we like to own the same things as our clients. We buy the same things, same price, same time as our clients. So if we go up or down, we go up or down with our clients. We're on the same side of the table. That's what I like. Okay? You can call our KPP Financial Office in Irvine, California. We'll be happy to take a look at your portfolio, or you can go through investtalk.com and just send us a message. We'll take a look at your portfolio with no cost, no obligations, and we're certainly not going to – we don't talk people in anything. We don't sell you anything. We're not that way. We, of course, would love to have you as a client if it fits, if it works, or if it's something comfortable for you and we think it works, think we fit your – we have five different programs from various risk tolerances, from very low risk tolerance to very high risk tolerance. So we will find something that will fit your risk tolerance, and we will measure your risk tolerance. We have tools to do that. So if we can help you, we want to help you. Let us help you. And the sooner you contact us, the sooner we can do that. So give us a call. Okay, next up, we will play another InvestTalk listener question, so hang on.
Each day, InvestTalk listeners submit their finance and investment questions via phone or email. And Steve and Justin, thank you for your loyalty. Would you like your question to be put near the top of the list? Just take a minute or two to leave a review and rating for InvestTalk at iTunes. And be sure to include a brief question with your iTunes review comments. Your rating is a vote of confidence that leads to higher visibility and causes more people to discover and listen to InvestTalk. So please tell your friends and family members about the free InvestTalk downloads at iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, and InvestTalk.com. Remember to include your brief question when you review and rate on iTunes. And of course, your calls are always welcome 24/7. Don't forget to call InvestTalk. 888-99-CHART.
Hello, Justin, Steve, longtime listener from here in Utah. I got a question. I have a bunch of shares at KOS, Cosmos Energy. I bought that, during the pandemic. I bought a bunch of that and also ExxonMobil. So I'm in at a really low price. However, this Cosmos Energy, KOS, I was thinking of maybe selling that and buying Exxon. Cosmos doesn't offer a dividend, and they seem to kind of be just stalled out. So I feel like I've made my money there. I just wonder if I ought to roll it over to Exxon. I know I'm buying Exxon at a really high price. However, I'm buying it with money that I made off of this other company. Just wanted your thoughts there. Thanks. Bye.
Well, they're very different companies in the sense that they're once huge worldwide, biggest oil company, and Cosmos is pretty small at $2.9 billion for an oil company. So I kind of tend to agree with you. It has made a very nice move and it's now stalled out the last few months. It doesn't pay a dividend, which I don't like, just like you don't like. But this was more of a growth play, really, because they're going to make $1.61 share next year and $1.21 share this year. Before this year, they lost money. So it was all speculation. I think you did well, speculated well. Take your money, and I'd put an Exxon. That would be me. I like Exxon because it's going to pay a dividend. It's always going to pay a dividend. It's the world's largest oil company. Private company. It's still not that expensive. It really isn't. They're going to make $14.01 a share this year. It's a $109 stock. Next year, they're going to make $11.51. So it's a 10 PE. still not that expensive, and they pay a 3.3% dividend. So I kind of like the idea. Just don't overload in any one stock. You know, you don't want to have too much of any one stock. This is Invest Talk. I'm Steve Peasley, and we have one goal here, everybody, and that's to help you achieve financial freedom. And our work will continue after this break, so get your question in, 888-99-CHART.
Now, each time I host the Invest Talk podcast, I have the satisfaction of taking caller questions and then breaking down the often complex dynamics involved. If you've never called, don't hold back. You can leave your Invest Talk questions on the 24/7 Anytime Listener line at 888-99-CHART.
Okay, I have some factoids I want to share with you before we call it a day here. In L.A., the annual income needed to buy a house, okay, now we're talking about a medium-priced house, the annual income you need is $220,000. And it's going up, not down. Even though the prices have topped, I think we've seen the top of the prices. Household income in L.A., what do you think it is? Remember, you need to make $220,000 to buy the annual an average house here. But the average income is $65,000. Now, the relationship is even worse in Florida. Florida, the cost in the last year to buy a house, the last couple of years, it's gone up 63%. So it's even worse there. Also, there's a new survey from Transamerica Retirement Studies, which says the typical median retirement savings for a baby boomer, which, of course, I'm one of those, is $202,000. Now, does that sound like a lot of money to you? Now, remember, you're going to have to live on this money. So really what you're saying is you have to live on the income this money produces. And what kind of income can you pretty much predict that this income, this month, $202,000, will produce? And it's about $673 a month extra added to Social Security. Is that enough to live on? You better make sure it is. Or you're going to have to work longer or delay Social Security benefits. Okay? And finally, third thing I wanted to get to before the end of the show. Morgan Stanley strategist says this is when the bear market will end, probably. He says around St. Patrick's Day. St. Patrick's Day. That was from Mike Wilson, the chief strategist for Morgan Stanley. So that's interesting. Do we think that that's going to be? I mean, that's the first quarter. He thinks the bear market is going to end the first quarter. And try to remember, you don't know that the end is in when it's in, right? You only can know that by looking backward and say, oh, that's where it stopped. Just like we look backward today and say, that's where the bull market stopped January 1st last year. We know that because you look at a chart and you see where it stopped going up and started heading back down. It's that easy. Okay. Let's squeeze in one more question before the end of the show.
Hi, Stephen Justin. I'm interested in a stock, CRISPR Therapeutics. So that's C for Charlie, R for Romeo, S for Sierra, P for Peter, CRSP. And I just wondered what an ideal entry price for this stock would be. Thanks very much. Bye.
Okay, CRISPR Therapeutics, it's a $4.2 billion company, Switzerland-based developer of gene-based medicines for serious diseases using its CRISPR-Cas9, whatever. Okay, do they make money? No. They lose money. They're losing $9.12 a share this year. Next year, they're going to lose $7.97 a share. They did make money in 2021. They made $4.70. What happened? Was that because of COVID and they had something to do with, you know, providing COVID stuff? I don't know. What's a good entry point? Probably in the low 30s. But I wouldn't be a buyer of the stock. They don't make money. What do they have to make money? There's no money being made here. And sales are shrinking. I mean, they sold $100,000 worth of products in the last quarter for $4.2 billion company, and you only sold $100,000? Now, I would not buy this stock. You need to stay away from it. It's way too risky. Unless you know something I don't know or they got some special something in the pipeline. But even then, it's very, very high risk. Now, could it take off? Sure, it could. But you only do that. You only take a risk on just one or two stocks in your whole portfolio. So you could take a risk on this. But just realize you could lose all your money, too. I'm Steve Pease, and this completes another InvestTalk program. Jessica Klein and I thank you for listening, and we encourage you to tell your friends and family members about our free podcast downloads. Get your download anytime at iTunes, Google Play, and Spotify. We have achieved about 47.5 million downloads, and we do really appreciate that. We want to thank you, everybody. So please be sure to review and rate us on iTunes. Your positive ratings help raise our profile, and you know that helps everybody, I think. Independent thinking, shared success. This is InvestTalk. It is already December. Christmas is coming soon. Enjoy your weekend, everybody.
InvestTalk is a trademark of KPP Financial. Because of the nature of the interactive dialogue inherent in the format of this program, it's important for the listener to understand that not all comments made will apply to them. Specifically, nothing said shall be taken to be investment advice, or shall statements on this program be considered an offer to buy or sell security. Because such advice is rendered solely on an individual basis and at times will require that the investor review a prospectus before investing. InvestTalk is a copyrighted program of Klein, Pavlis, and Peasley Financial, a registered investment advisor firm which retains all rights. For more information regarding KPP's investment advisors, call 1-800-557-5461. Steve Peasley is president, and Justin Klein is chief executive officer of Klein, Pavlis, and Peasley Financial. Thank you for listening, and your comments and questions are welcome on our 24-hour listener line at 888-99-CHART.